Welcome and come on into the journaling room. Whether you're a seasoned writer or just staring at a blank page for the first time, the journaling room is here to meet you where you are. Let's discover together how journaling can unlock clarity, healing, and a deeper connection to your story. Let's get started. Welcome back to the journaling room. I'm so glad you're here. This is a space where we explore the power of journaling, the way it helps us process our emotions, and how it ultimately transforms our lives. Today, I want to take you on a journey inside my own journal, a journey that started at the beginning of last year with a single sentence that I was practicing, believing on purpose. And that sentence was, "I can recover from this." And now as I sit here with you, I can say with confidence, I am recovered from this. How did I get from there to here? Let's dive in. Y'all, relationships are hard. I think we all know this, but sometimes there's that one relationship that feels especially difficult. I have one of those in my life. And it's been a source of pain, frustration, and deep struggle. My coach last year asked me a simple yet profound question. What would unconditional love look like here? At first, I thought I knew the answer. I thought unconditional love meant I needed to be endlessly patient, continuously give, always set my own feelings aside. But when I sat with this question, really sat with it, I realized something big. Unconditional love didn't have to look the way I had been displaying it. And even more importantly, it didn't have to look the way I'd been thinking about it. Journaling became last year my space to untangle these thoughts. I realized that I've been carrying such a painful story about this relationship. This story kept me stuck. This story created suffering for me. This story wasn't even necessarily true. Through my journaling practice, I could see that I was holding on to moments from my past where I'd felt abandoned, misunderstood, or hurt. And I had allowed, of course, like we always do, we allow those moments to shape our perspectives. My coach encouraged me to go back and to tell my younger self what she did need to hear in those hard moments. And instead of clinging to the pain, I could remind myself of the people that God placed in my life, people who had provided unconditional love to me, support, and encouragement. I wasn't alone then, and I'm not alone now. That shift changed everything for me. At the start of last year, I was grasping onto the belief that I could recover from this hard relationship. It felt like a stretch, but I wanted to believe it. Then something happened. I had the thought one day in journaling, maybe I should just look up the definition of the word recover. And these are the types of things, y'all, that happen when you're journaling. Something will come up. Like I had never thought, maybe I should look up the definition of this word. But through journaling, the Lord brought that to mind. And when I looked it up, one of the definitions of the word recover stood out to me. Recover means to regain something that was lost. I had lost my sense of unconditional love in this relationship, not because it wasn't there, but because of the painful story that I was telling myself about this relationship. And through journaling, I saw that I could regain it. But to do that, I had to lay the old story down. It was hard. It was painful. I really wanted everyone around me to believe my story, be on my side. There were days when I resisted, when I wanted to be justified, when I wanted to pick up that old narrative and hold on to it. But I kept moving through it. Here's how I practically did this. I created a safe place to journal and to think. I got curious about times of day where I could give time to be still and do this work. It became a priority. I stayed aware of judgment of my thoughts. Whatever came up, I allowed it. I did the work that my coach offered me to do. See, here's the thing. Just thinking new thoughts doesn't work. We have to take action. Journaling for me is a crucial way that I take action and my thoughts begin to change. And I kept at it. The sentence, "I can recover from this," first in the summer of last year changed to, "I am recovering from this." And then it changed to, at the end of last year, "I am recovered from this." I stuck with it. My coach so lovingly and graciously stayed in the game with me. She didn't rush me or get annoyed when I came back session after session with the same scenarios. So give yourself grace and time for the healing to emerge and for new thoughts to take root. I allowed all the feelings to come up as I did the work. And even today, when feelings still come up about this relationship, I don't make it mean that I'm not recovered. I just make it mean that this work means a lot to me, and so does this relationship. And now I have so much freedom. It feels so good to not create unnecessary suffering for me through a painful story that I was holding on to. I'm willing to be open to where God will take this relationship. I don't have to force it. I don't have to control it. I can just trust that He is at work doing what only He can do. So if you're listening to this and you're feeling stuck in a painful story, I want to encourage you to consider the power of journaling. Taking the time to sit with your thoughts, to really examine them, to question whether they are serving you, whether this thought is aligned with what God would say about you or what God would say about this situation. This practice is life-changing. This is what it means in Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So ask yourself, where do you want to be? What if that sentence could transform a relationship in your life, a struggle in your life, a really hard circumstance that you're walking through? And what if a year from now, you could look back and say, "I am changed through this"? Guess what, y'all? The circumstance of this relationship hasn't changed. Nothing really about the relationship has changed. It's me. I'm the one that has changed. So friends, I just want to encourage you, don't be afraid to do this work. The Lord is waiting there to meet you. And the journey starts with putting your pen to paper. Talk soon. Thank you so much for spending time with me in the journaling room. I'm so excited to walk this journey with you. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you found this one helpful, I'd love for you to leave a review or share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. To find out more about my one-on-one life coaching practice, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Kendall Snyder Coaching. Until next time, remember, your thoughts matter. Your story matters. Let's step into it together, one journal entry at a time. Talk soon.